All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. All right, today it's going to be a quick one, and I'm just going to be talking about the diminishing returns, which is the state of relationships here in the Western world. It is no secret that men are checking out. They're not going to college. They're not chasing the ladies like they used to. They're done. Hell, in some states, if they fool you for 2 years in one day and the kid's not yours, fuck you, you're paying for it anyway. And it's just not worth it.
He's right.
It literally, in today's day and age, it's not worth it. All right, listen, I'm 54. I have two kids. And listen, staying in their lives, it almost killed me. All right, I mean, I was paying child support. I was, you know, 571 miles away. I drove one way twice a month for 5.5 years. I had to go without food, and I had to donate plasma and work a side hustle just so I could do it. Knowing what I know now, you know, if I could go back to myself before I decided to shack up with that
whore,
I wouldn't have done it. I mean, the amount of heartache and pain and all the bullshit I've had to deal with, I cannot honestly tell my younger self to do the same shit again when it comes to, like, trying to have a family and get married and playing the stupid game here in the Western world. Should have stayed in the Army and excelled at that. But hey, you live and you learn.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
All right, now, on the board behind me, I got, I got the dude, he's got the peg D, and then here's the woman with the rack. Now, back in the day, your grandparents or your grandfather and great grandfather worked their asses off to get a shot at a normal woman. That was 50 years ago, 30, 50, 60 years ago. Today, they want the youth or the young men of today to literally become millionaires, have a body like Adonis, have a great personality, go through all of these crazy expectations that ladies have, and they're just like, it's not worth it, especially when the youth of today, the young ladies, are walking around with an average size of 18. Your size 18, your belly button is basically your second vagina or the place where you hide your Butterfinger candy bars, or dare I say Snickers.
Chocolate. Fine,
sorry, shall we say? So, when a woman is younger, her youth is her greatest asset. And quite literally, a woman getting out of high school who looks good has the equivalent sexual market value of a CEO dude in his 40s. Right out of the gate. This is their greatest asset, and feminism has taught women today to waste this.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, a man, he's expected to get resources. That's an asset for him, but it takes time. Men are so expendable. Before the age of 26, they are drafted for war and sent to die by the millions.
You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit.
So they haven't really got their value yet. They have to earn it. Women get it naturally. A dude has to work his ass off for it. All right. Now, if you're a dude and you have no resources, I don't care what you look like. women are not really going to want to have anything long-term with you. Because let's face it, you can buy women.
Why would you say something like that?
Don't care. All right, now we have looks. A woman that looks good, who is young, has a lot of power. But in a woman, they fade quickly. I come up with the joke about redheads aging like banana pudding. Typically, you make banana pudding, you put it in the fridge, you decide you're going to serve it, you take it out, you take the saran wrap off, and you walk it to the table, and the top part of the pudding is already turning brown. Now, this is an observation by me, and basically women lose one look point every 7 years after the age of 25. And it's all dependent upon genetics. It all depends. I mean, if her mother, you know, is a gravity well, chances are she will become a gravity well as well. So the looks in youth for women are very important. Looks in a man, they fade slower. But there are certain things a man just can't do to jump over the hurdles that the women of today want. Like that 6 foot tall thing, 14% of the male population in the Western world is 6 feet tall. So right off the bat, they are drawing a red line through 86%. 86%, nope. Doesn't matter anything else, nope. Okay, got it. All right, next we have feminine men, especially masculine men, like to be with feminine women. Why is that? Because they literally are the second half of us. Right? They're just as valuable as men. They're just different. But women have been brainwashed thinking that anything this person can do, they can do better.
Wrong.
That's what they were taught. In reality, they say that until one of these decides he's one of these and shows up and kicks their goddamn ass. Every time. All right, now we're not seeing a problem with, trans men showing up at the NHL and trashing NHL players, are we? No. I'm sorry, because they're women. So they take some pills for a year, year and a half. They get a little buffed up. But guess what? It's still useless pillows on weaker bones. So it's not going to work out for you. But yeah, we, especially masculine men, we like feminine women. But the ladies of the West, they've lost femininity. They all act like men or think like men or want the same objectives that men do. They're destroying their own dating market. And it's 100% on them. Okay, it is what it is. Next, we have fertility. The only reason I can actually get on board with anyone getting married today is if they want to have children and they're willing to take the risks and they want to, you know, maybe go through the guillotine of doom. That's on them. This is important to men if they want to have kids. But today, women have been taught, go out and get educated, get your career, become a boss bitch, do what you got to do. Well, a lot of times, it's going to take from 22 to 28, maybe 32, to go through all that school and build up that career. And guess what? Once they go over 30, their fertility goes into the toilet.
Hey, okay. Flush, 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 flush.
They basically are moving into the second stage fertility, and that's medically assisted. Okay, and then the third stage is even worse. All right, this is another one of the gifts that God has given women that they're literally turning their back on. And most of them will not actually regret this until they're north of 40, and they are stuck in the 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. Now, for a man to get resources and succeed, he needs to be disagreeable. All right, that comes from Jordan Peterson. I read his book, which I liked. And he's absolutely correct. Masculine men are disagreeable, meaning you can't just walk up and tell us, you know, hey, this is what's going on. And we just go, okay. No. We're like, what do you mean? Explain. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And like, we'll make you go through the logic to explain it to us. We're disagreeable by nature. At least a masculine man is. And that, you know, along with being disagreeable, that dude needs to be an absolute goddamn nightmare. You know, basically, because he's a masculine individual, he keeps that under control. But underneath the skin, that dude needs to be able to throw down, draw a line in the sand, and if you cross it, turn your life into a redneck fucking nightmare.
Make my day.
Most men today don't do that. You need to work on it. You're slipping. Persistent. How does a man get resources? He has to be persistent and consistent. There's lots of guys out there get no play. They're looked down upon. They go into the trades. And the next thing you know, they're making $75 an hour as an electrician. They open their own store, get their own workers. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they are persistent and consistent. You have to be that. Now, are ladies persistent and consistent? I would argue they are because most of them have adapted masculine traits. And they want to become the boss bitch. And they do the same thing. Well, that's, you know, you got the man, you got the woman, and you got the woman who thinks she's a man. I mean, is this really going to work? No, because, you know, in any relationship, there needs to be one scrotum. If she mentally is walking around with a scrotum, that's one scrotum too many. She's got to go. Next, I put fit here because women like that six-pack abs. They want to have the rippled body, all that horse shit. They have these crazy standards, and if a dude says, I like my women thin with big tits, he's a pig misogynist. Because any man with standards, you know, that's just unacceptable. You know, beauty at any size. I'm sorry. I've already had many back injuries in my life. I'm not getting another one trying to turn a flapper into a spinner. I've seen it done. It is brutal. Over here, we have fit for women, right? Okay, well, men like what they like. They like the women to look like women, not like butched out men with rainbow hair, with basically a tackle box stuck in their goddamn faces, tattooed up. No. That ain't going to work for most dudes. Now, granted, there's probably some out there, those male feminists that are like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah, listen. Those dudes, in my opinion, are weak, and they're just playing the game because they want to break off a piece. If the ladies ever said, hey, you male feminists, get the hell out of here, you would see how fast they all come over to the male side and get some quality instructions. Next, we have faithful. In today's day and age, this one is exceedingly rare. I challenge you, go online. Look up all the articles on women cheating today. And for the most part, women cheat more than men. Okay, if you have a girlfriend and she's got male friends, guess what? One of those male friends is your replacement. When she gets sick of you or you screw up or you lose your ESP and you can't predict what she's thinking or saying before she says it.
You were a closed book, okay? I'm not a mind reader.
I would argue no. 80% of divorces filed by women, and if they're college educated, that goes up into the 90s. Faithful? I don't think so. Now listen, if you get married to a dude, it's not going to be all cake and roses and champagne every single day. No. After about 2 years, when you know the butterflies go away, you have to get down and you have to get through life. And life is fucking tough. People get hurt. People get sick. Murphy shows up. Bad luck shows up. Bad things happen. And it just so happens when that happens in a man's life, very shortly after his wife, girlfriend, or woman leaves. I've seen it thousands of times. So do we have faithfulness? I would argue we don't. Now, I know there's people out there going to say, Pop, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a woman hater, misogynist, whatever. I don't care. You can call me an istophobe bigot all you want. I am simply speaking the truth. All right? You can get mad at me for speaking the truth, but all that really proves to me, you, and the world is you're living a lie.